ITA attended the Insurance Seaters AGM on Friday the 29th of November, not because we are trying to drive some smear campaign against the CEO of Insita or any other reasons that are being put out there, but this was an issue that we've been engaging with for over a year now. We've watched how Insita have ignored our PIA applications and requests for information, despite their chairperson meeting with us on the 5th of February earlier this year and promised to give us information that we required relating to tenders, dubious tenders and appointments and agreements, and that we would like to understand how these arrived at, what the bid evaluation committees, bid adjudication committees notes were, and we want to see who all the tenderers were and what has transpired on some of these tenders. Nothing has been forthcoming. We have written to Insita. They say they have engaged with us on their website, but they haven't. And this is misleading information. So if we're not going to get information, we attended the AGM to ask them questions. And guess what? When we get there, lo and behold, they tell us that no questions will be entertained. They will not be giving answers to questions. I find this highly irregular and unacceptable, quite frankly. We've watched how Insita has decimated a company, a well-respected training provider called the Graduate Institute of Financial Sciences, GIFS, and how GIFS has had to get a court order to compel Insita to reinstate them or reaccredit them as a service provider. And they've ignored this court order. And they say, no, they're appealing it. But that's not the point. The point is that while they're appealing it, the court order stands. And there are many other factors that we are concerned about. So when we were told we couldn't ask questions at the AGM, I refused to accept this and asked why this decision was taken at the AGM. And after a bit of a discussion on the floor, the program director suggested that the board meets with us, to which one of the board members agreed, and that's good. So this is where we are. This is what it takes to get an audience with the board, and it's very important that we do get an audience with the board because it's their fiduciary duty to understand what is actually going on, because I don't believe they actually know and realize what is taking place at Insita. And if they did, I think they would take far sterner action. So this is a matter that we hope now can be resolved in a meeting with the board, and we've written to them accordingly today on the 2nd of December, and we await their response.